Maybe there was just equal.
And what kind of a house did you live in?
We lived in a three-room house.
Separate house, not an apartment.
A separate house.
What did the house look like?
Well, it was like a duplex. We lived in one side, and my grandparents and the other aunt lived in the other side. They had also, it was one floor. We lived in three rooms on one side, and they lived on the other side.
Now, in this three-room house, who lived in that house with you? And we're talking about the period right before you came here.
Period before I came. Well, my mother had died a year before. So we lived five children.
And were you the oldest?
I was the oldest.
And then how many were boys?
Three boys and two girls before we left.
And they were all younger than you?
Yeah.
How long did you live in this particular house?
I'd say, as I recall, about 12
years?
12, 15 years. 12, 15 years. About 12 years, yeah, since I was 6.
How old were you when you came to this country?
18.
All right. Now, before you came, what kind of work did you do in Europe?
Not any particular work. I used to help my father. He was in those days, they used to heat with wood.
He what?
Wood was the main fuel.
So
and he used to sell that wood for...
Did he cut it down too?
Mm-hmm. So I used to help.
He was a woodcutter, would you say? And
well, he was not the woodcutter. He was a seller. He was selling. We had other people
mm-hmm.
cutting.
Mm-hmm. What were the languages spoken in your home?
Jewish.
Yiddish.
Mostly Yiddish.
Not Polish or
no.
Austrian or German or anything, just Yiddish. Did you have any schooling in Europe? Did you go to school there?
Yeah.
What kind of a school did you go to?
I had a private school.
What do you mean by private school?
Private tutor. First, I had two
schools. Is this for Hebrew? Or
I had a school for Hebrew, and then I had a school for teaching reading and writing Jewish and Hebrew and Polish and German.
Well, now, was this a private school, too?
Yeah.
But that wasn't a tutor?
Yeah, they had...
It came to your house to teach
No,
you?
I went to his house.
Uh-huh. Alone?
Yeah, well, there was other kids there, not very many. But I used
to learn to read and write in Polish and Yiddish?
Polish, Yiddish, and German. In the public school, they had a public school, but my father won't let me go. In the public school, they used to teach three different languages.
Is that right?
Polish, Russian, and German.
But you didn't learn Russian?
No.
You learned Polish, Yiddish,
Polish,
and German?
Polish and German. In Hebrew, I had another school. See, like I used to go to this school in the morning or in the afternoon, a different... schedules during the day. Sometimes we used to go to cheder till 8, 9 o'clock.
What was your synagogue like?
It was one floor building.
It was a whole building though, not just a room.
Well, it was a pretty big building. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of them, but there were a few of them that I used to go.
You went to several synagogues?
Mm-hmm. Well, we belonged to one, but this, uh-huh. There was one synagogue. It's like, that was a big, big, just, it looked something like the Bnei Yisrael, even bigger. This was called the city that belonged to the city.
That everybody. Wasn't the one you belonged to.
Well, that was for everybody, anybody. That was for the city. Mm-hmm. That's called the city shul. But the one I belonged was already like an organization. It's called the Linus at Sadik. You had to belong there. But this one you didn't. It belonged to you. It belonged to the city people. Anybody can. We had quite a few of them there.
What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in the community?
We had very nice, not too bad. That was before the war.
Before what war?
Even during the wartime, we had neighbors.
What war?
The First World War, 1914 to 1920. We had non-Jewish neighbors who were very friendly to us.
How were they friendly?
Well, we used to go for certain things that we need to their house.
For instance,
like they had cows and we used to buy the milk from them. Or in the summertime, they had big fruit yards and I was able to go in and get any fruit I wanted. If I want to use it or...
Yeah, but this would be a business relationship. Did you have any friends among them?
Yeah. This was more of a friendly, too. You know, besides business, it was a friendly...
Friendship. Did you belong to or did you attend any political organizations, such as Zionist, Bund, Socialist, anything like that?
No, we didn't have anything.
Did your parents belong to anything?
No.
Now, what about the relationship of your... What year did you come here?
1920.
In 1920, what was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? And this was then under Polish rule?
It was under the... Yeah. When we left, it was under the Polish rule. Uh-huh. But 3-4 days before, it was under the communist rule. So you really don't know, huh?
Well, the government changed rapidly.
Yeah, 3-4 days before, it was under the communists, and then right after that, the Polish took over.
Then there were various governments.
Yeah.
What was the relationship? Did you have any trouble with any of them? The Jews have any trouble?
Oh, yeah. During the wartime... problems.
What sort of problems?
Well, the livelihood, the living condition was nothing to do. There was no industries. There was no way of making a living.
But were the Jews discriminated against, or everybody, did everybody have a hard time?
Everybody had a hard time.
Well, but what I'm asking you is the relationship of the governments of these countries to the Jews.
At that time in our town, it wasn't too bad. The communists were very, very good to you. But
the communists?
Yeah, but we were afraid that they're just good for a while. In fact, I remember there was one Jew who was a communist. He came to shul and he talked so nice, but everybody was afraid to fall for his talk.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of America at this time? Do you remember?
We talked very much.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I mean, we wanted to get out. We wanted to get to America.
Yeah, well, what did you think about it? Do you have any, you know, daydreams about it, or did you think anything about it?
Well, we thought of a free country.
What did freedom mean to you?
Hola?
Because you're saying that you actually
It meant a great deal. Freedom of speech.
You didn't have freedom of speech?
No. You were afraid to say anything if you, at any time. You couldn't express yourself in any way, shape, or form. And then we used to hear the things that they did in Russia, the communists. In the beginning, it wasn't too bad, but... Mm-hmm.
But you heard things.
Mm-hmm.
So then, why did you leave, after all this time, why did you leave this area?
Well, I told you, of religious reason and freedom of... with the whole family, we all left at one time. See, an uncle of mine sent the man down, and he said, get ready and get out. There was always wars and fighting. And we couldn't be in contact with him. And the living condition was very bad. And this man came down. They sent a special man from America.
Well, all right, now why did you pick the United States to come to? Why not another country?
Well, my uncles of all families were here, and they said this is the only country that you can get along. I think we thought that there was more security in here, and then most of the family were here. And they wrote that we'd be much better off in here.
All right, now did you have a definite destination when you came to this country?
Mm-hmm.
And that was Pittsburgh?
Well, we came to Canonsburg.
Canonsburg. Why there?
Well, my uncles were there, and they had rooms for us. And became a big family at one time. We had funnage. Mm-hmm. I think it was...
Well, your uncle's in business in Canons?
Yeah.
What kind of business?
Furniture business. And he had rooms and furniture. We came... 10 or 12 people at one time. My grandfather, my father, and uncle.
Were you part of a group traveling together?
Yeah. I mean, our own group.
Just your own family.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, you
well,
came...
Well, no, there was other families from the same group.
But some came, a whole group, all the arrangements were made for them at one time.
Well, this man, he made the arrangement. It was
what
about
man?
Three. Mr. Bluestone. Bluestone was his name.
Was he with Hyas?
No. He was a private paid man.
An agent?
An agent. But he had the service from the Hyas and some other groups that they helped him. But he was very good himself. He knew. He was originally, he was in the World War.
Mm-hmm.
American World War. So he spent a lot of time in France and Germany, and he was able to speak French and German, and he knew how to get around. He made all the arrangements for us.
How did you travel?
You mean from the house?
You went from this town of yours. What was your port?
In
where did you leave from?
Cherbourg, France.
well, how did you get there?
Well, we left our town by horse and wagon. All we did is we took very little. We got rid of the house. We sold everything. We took very little, just what we were able to.
Well, you were able to sell the house, though. You got money for it?
Well, yeah, we got some money. I don't know if it's anything of value.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you left by horse and wagon, and did that take you all the way to France?
Horse and wagon to Brody, where the train. From there we took a train we had to go to Warsaw to get our visa to the Polish government and the United States ambassador to get our visas. And from there, from Warsaw, we traveled to Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed there 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he made all the arrangements. And we had a very nice stayed in a hotel. And from Vienna, we traveled to Cherbourg.
I see. Who met you in this country?
This uncle.
And where was this? Where did he meet you?
In New York. Yes, in New York. The Castle Garden or the Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm. Did you bring any objects or papers with you, aside from your passport?
I had not even my passport. I don't have. I had it with it.
Yeah.
Got lost.
Mr. Carr, is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Yeah. Except the first name.
What was your first name?
Moshe.
Oh, well, that's the English equivalent.
Yeah.
Won't even mark that. Everybody did that. Do you remember when you first got to New York and you came to this new country, with anything that first impressed you in New York?
In
New York. Can you think of anything that impressed you? Here you were, a young man coming into this new country, leading a whole new life. Was there anything that stands out in your mind that impressed you?
The people, you know, and the environment and the outlook.
Well, this is in New York now. How did you feel? How did you sense this environment and outlook right away?
Well, you could see how everything was so beautiful, so different, so great.
You felt this right in Ellis Island?
Not in Ellis Island itself. We felt that everybody... We came in, it was on a day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let us out until after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they served nice meals and they had big entertainment.
Because
we didn't know what it was. We thought it was just... they said it's a holiday and we had entertainment. But afterwards I found out it was Thanksgiving. So... Every year... We have Thanksgiving.
So you like this. In Ellis Island right away, you felt it was a better outlook.
Oh, yeah. And it was so, everybody was so great to us. And so wonderful. And there was plenty to eat. As a kid, everything was
what
rosy.
First impressed you when you came to Pittsburgh? Remember that?
In Pittsburgh, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, the opportunity to go out and make a living for yourself.
Well,
and,
that's kind of, you know, an abstract
the greatest
thing. Is there anything you can think of?
Yeah.
That
one
impressed
of the things
you,
that impressed
you saw
me, and still does today when I go by a policeman, and I'm not afraid. Just like, it's just like saying to yourself, here's a policeman, hey, who is he? He's just the same as I am, even today.
Mm-hmm, you still think of that, still in your mind.
Mm-hmm. This was always the main thing that impressed me, that I'm free. I'm not afraid of nobody.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
What was that like? Tell me about that.
It was
that.
A Sunday. We came in by the train, Pennsylvania Station.
Uh-huh.
And we got onto the streetcar. Remember the streetcar used to run from Pittsburgh to Canisburg?
Mm-hmm.
And everything was really... very good to me. everybody, but interesting. The buildings, because we saw big buildings out of the place, but it was a little difference in American building. It was something, the freedom that you weren't afraid of nothing. In Europe, you used to be afraid of the air. Especially when you're younger. And
now, here you felt this freedom and you liked it, you were looking forward to it, but in the first 5 years that you lived here, was there anything that disappointed you?
No.
Nothing at all that you can remember? Was there any point during the first 5 years that you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
Mm-hmm. I adopted myself. Everybody was amazed. The first 6 weeks, 6 months that I was in America, I was just like American boy. I went to school and I learned the language.
I'm going to come to that. After living in the United States for 5 years, now you came here for freedom. Did you feel that this was accomplished?
Yeah.
Where was your first home in this area? You said Canonsburg.
Yeah.
How long did you live in Canonsburg?
About, not quite 2 years.
What was that like? The neighborhood, what was it like?
Very nice. Neighborhood. In fact, I still go to Kennesburg.
Do you? Well, with whom did you live?
Well, the whole family was here. My father.
Did you all live in one house?
Yeah.
With these
five
uncles?
Five-room house. Yeah, they had a five-room house upstairs. And.
But this was six children, and you all moved into this five-room house.
Mm-hmm. It was a little. We had bedrooms, and we got along.
How? And you lived there for about 2 years.
Yeah.
What kind of work did you do when you first came to this country?
The first job I had was working in a bowling alley.
What did you do there?
Putting up pins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. That was my first job.
Mm-hmm.
Not for very long.
And then what?
Then I couldn't take it because my back was hurting me. I was making good money, but my back hurt me, so I went to work in a grocery store for an uncle of mine.
In other words, your uncles were pretty well established
in
Canonsburg.
Oh, yeah. That furniture store, that grocery store.
And when did you move to Pittsburgh?
It was
how many years after you were here?
Well, I said about 2 years, 1922, or something like that.
And what kind of work did you do when you came to Pittsburgh?
I still worked in a grocery store. I did something else. I was out peddling, but then I got a job working steady on Logan Street.
Now, let's see. This first job, we won't talk about the pin boy, but in the grocery store in Cannonsburg, how much did you earn? Do you remember?
Yeah.
In 1922. What did you make?
I was making $10 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And board, eat, and sleep.
That was in your uncle's home?
Yeah.
What were your hours? Do you remember?
Oh, well, the hours was unlimited. I guess okay. It wasn't always working. I was in a house.
Did you work on Saturdays and the Jewish holidays?
Yeah.
And how long did you remain at working in the grocery stores?
You mean in Cannonsburg?
Cannonsburg and here.
In Cannonsburg, I only worked about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I worked 6 months, I was already an American, and I quit my job. And I said, I'm going out where I can make more money.
Uh-huh.
So I went out peddling, and I made more money. And then I went to the grocery store, and my uncle was angry, and he said, I would have given you more money.
Uh-huh.
So I made $20 in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more prestige, and I was able. I wasn't long in the country, but I was.
Well, did you stay in the grocery business? Did you stay in this grocery business?
No.
What did you go into then?
Well, I went in business for myself in 1924-25 in groceries business.
And you were in the country how long then?
Well, it was about
five years. And this was a grocery store?
Grocery and the meats. I went with with somebody else, my stepbrother. It was out of the town. It was in West Virginia.
Oh. And who did you own this with?
With a stepbrother of mine. See, when my mother died, my father had to remarry.
Did you belong to any kind of a union?
No.
Suppose you could come to this country again and could live this part of your life over again. What kind of work would you go into? Have any ideas?
I probably would be the same thing. I didn't have any hardship. I mean, it was pretty good to me. It was hard work, but I was young.
What schooling did you have in Pittsburgh?
Well, I went to public school, Franklin. I don't know if you remember Franklin School or the...
This is in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it was
in Cannonsburg, did you go to any school?
Yeah.
Was that a night school?
Yeah, night school. I always went to school continuously.
What do you mean? How long did you go?
Up until I got married in 1932.
So that was 12 years.
Yeah. I went to Shenley High, Fifth Avenue High.
Well, did you ever get any kind of diploma because of all these years?
No, I never went so far to reach diploma. I could have, but it wasn't the reason that I went to school. I wanted to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have too much time to go for diplomas. One time I attended summer school in Shelley.
How did you learn to speak English? Well, you learned at night school or from the family?
Well, I learned in night school and I learned in the store while I was in the store right away, so I learned very fast.
And you learned to write English in school?
Yeah. Well, you see, the alphabet is the same as the Polish and the German. The only thing, the translation.
Well, how are you coming along?
It's interesting,
here?
Huh?
Now, when you went to these night schools, how did your Gentile classmates treat you at the night school? Here you came in, you were an immigrant, you couldn't talk English. They treated you fine. Yeah. Did you see any of them socially?
Being the outside of the...
No.